Hi, this is Pastor Casey. Thank you so much for listening to a testimony of one of the people of the Elevation Church family. We at Elevation believe that God is alive, and He wants to have a relationship with us that is living, powerful, and active. And you're about to hear one of those testimonies of people living out that reality that Jesus talks about, where He stands at the door and He knocks. And when we open the door, He just wants to come in and continue to have a deeper and more real and powerful relationship with us, so that our lives can truly encapsulate that verse that we serve a God who does more than we could even ask or imagine. So thanks for listening, enjoy it, and know that God wants to do the same kind of things in your life as well. Be blessed.
Good morning, everyone. Casey gave me like 5 minutes to share this, probably because I'm up here every, I don't know, few months, because God always seems to be having something to do in my life, because
you'll
my life is just a hot mess without God in it. My testimony is one of forgiveness, restoration, and hope, and giving that to others just as the Lord gave it to me. I have two daughters from my first marriage, Megan, who is 19 and lives in Texas, and Melissa, who is 17. We haven't had contact with their dad since we divorced 10 years ago. He's lived in the area, but there was never a relationship there. When we were married, he had a drug problem and a gambling problem and was abusive towards me. Back in August, Melissa came to me and said she wanted to have a relationship with her dad, and she wanted to reach out to him. I told her I didn't think it was the right time, but I would pray about it. The truth is, I was scared. I was afraid of subjecting myself to the abuse again and didn't know how to handle that. I did pray about it a couple of times, but convinced myself that since I was still afraid of him, that meant God wasn't leading me to contact him. Then in October, I was put in a situation that required action from me with Melissa's request to reach out to him. Immediately, I was terrified for my safety. The emotional burden was just too much for me to bear, and I got down on my knees with Melissa and prayed the most real prayer than I ever had before. But this time, I was truly open to God's intervention. I asked God to seek every inch of my heart and get rid of any fear, unforgiveness, and bitterness I was holding on to. 3 weeks went by, and it weighed on me daily. Just as quickly as the thought entered my mind, I followed it up with, I can't reach out to him because I don't trust him. This was my justification for not reaching out to him, not only during this time, but over the past 10 years. One morning while I was driving to work, I asked God, what am I supposed to do here? I am so worn down with the stress, and I need you, God. And he spoke to me just as clearly as I'm speaking to you right now. He told me, yes, you need to call him, and you need to do it today. I argued with God and said, but God, I don't trust him. God told me, you don't have to trust him. You have to trust me. I was so nervous about speaking to him and didn't want the conversation to go the wrong way, so I wrote down what I wanted to say. When I called him, I didn't even get a chance to say to him what I wrote down because immediately he started apologizing to me. He apologized for everything he did to me in the past, for not taking care of the girls, not being there for them. And at that moment, all of the hurt, bitterness, and everything that I was holding on to was gone. It completely vanished from my heart, and I had been completely set free. I lived my life for the previous 10 years in complete fear of this man. I made sure he had no way of contacting me. I made sure he had no idea where I lived, where the girls went to school. I watched over my shoulder when I was out in public, afraid I would run into him, and all of that was completely gone. God cleared my heart of all the weeds and dead branches. The restoration that God gave is such a great opportunity to touch so many lives. Melissa now has the opportunity to have a relationship with her dad, and maybe God too. About 3 weeks ago, Melissa and I met with him for the first time, and this was another piece that God orchestrated. He told me where we were going to meet for the first time, and As I was walking in to meet him, I was in such awe of God that here I was meeting with the man I lived in fear of for 10 years, and I wasn't nervous or scared at all. God restored this relationship, showed me how to forgive him, and I believe God's plans aren't stopping there. I just want to encourage all of you by sharing this amazing work God has done for our family. The road ahead may be bumpy, but we know who's driving the bus. I have a devotion that a friend sent to me that really is the anthem of this testimony. It says, "Trust me here and now. You are in rigorous training on an adventurous trail designed for you alone. This path is not of your choosing, but it is my way for you. I am doing things you can't understand. That is why I say, trust me. The jungle is thick and you cannot clearly see what is before you, behind you, or beside you. Cling to my hand as you follow this trail in shadowy darkness. Although you cannot see me, my presence with you is rock-solid reality. Find hope in me, beloved, for I am taking care of you. Focus on enjoying me and all that I am to you, even though your circumstances scream for resolution. Refuse to obsess about your problems and how you are going to fix them. Instead, affirm your trust in me, wait hopefully in my presence, and watch to see what I will do." I just want to ask you all to keep our family in your prayers, because this whole situation is so new to all of us, and there's a lot of emotion involved. And we do want to see God's plan unfold and are excited about what he's doing in our lives and maybe even in the lives of Melissa's and my other daughter's extended family. They aren't believers. Her dad's not a believer. So I just see this as a huge opportunity for God to be brought into their lives. That's it.
Thank you for listening to this testimony from the Elevation Church family. And if you are inspired today, know that God wants to work in your life in the same way. And I would encourage you to lay that before him and bring your prayers, knowing that God wants to do beyond what you can even ask or imagine, because you are his beloved child.